Adam and Grieve are.
Gretchen and Grieve killed dinosaurs that we might be alive still.
They partook of the apple from the tree of cave and were cast out of the garden of greeting. They defy God so that we may live.
They got crawlage to know what humans can give. Neanderthal found the knowledge tree that we might be. Knowledge. Girls went to Jupiter.
And Homo erectus, they didn't respect us, so we had to cast them out with stones and fire. They defied God, they defied God, they defied God, so we could live.
They defied God, they defied God.
So we could live.
And they walked in grin and grust their life. They had to eat from the dust and the pain of their wife.
They gave birth to Grain and Grable. One killed their brother with a stable hand.
But a prophecy came that a Grailed would come. And that cave boy would be the chosen one.
They defied God. They defied God. They defied God. So we can live.
A five, six, seven, eight.
Musical Monday. Musical Monday.
Who will save man?
If not caveman.
Musical Monday.
Hello and welcome back to Musical Monday with Zach, Caleb, and Shay at Improv Broadway. This is Caleb. I'm Zach and this is Shay. I don't know if you'll see Caleb at all this musical. I'm sorry. I guess we've got the keys cam. You could just like poke your head in there. Maybe Ethan will get it up and running by then. That would truly be a miracle. And speaking of miracles, you just heard the opening song of the hit musical Cave People, the musical. Mm-hmm. 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 It's all about what if history played out and cave people were always cave people?
It's a story of like...
What if we never evolved past cave people?
Like, we'll still, like, maybe technology did some things as well, but mostly we stayed the same for millennia.
Yeah.
And so...
So far, we know that cave people mostly put GR in front of other words.
Yeah. That's what they're most well known for.
That's right. I guess in every universe, people write the Bible.
Yes,
but
that's
in
a constant.
One world, they add GR into it.
So
let's meet our cave people.
That's right. We've got a family.
Yeah, we've got Grandy.
Grandy and, is dead.
And Gretel.
Gretel.
Grandy and Gretel.
Grandy and Gretel.
Yeah. And their children, Grosseff.
Their kids, Grosseff.
Ramanda.
And Grary.
And Grary.
Yes. That's right, because it is interesting, you know, the timeline gets a little mixed up because we had Adam and Grieve, Graham and Grable, and then Greasus.
The prophecy of Greasus.
Yeah, the chosen one.
they like to say, the growth
comes real quick.
Yes.
In the history, which is, you know, you can, we all have opinions about that.
Yeah, totally.
But that's not what it's really about.
No,
so
that's just starting to set in the table.
That opening scene, yeah, is family night. Mm-hmm. And yes. So they're telling
about the legends. Stories. And, yes, yes.
Gribble stories.
Gribble growing.
For Gribble night.
Yes. Gribble gruddy.
Gribble from Gribble gruddy.
Gribble yeah. study.
Because they're yes. also excited to go to Grouch.
Right. Sit yeah. in the grew.
The sit in the grooves, listen to the graster, yeah. give a gorman.
Yeah, they've honestly been a little bit desensitized with Grouch, so they're trying to do it kind of themselves at home mostly.
Yeah, they're non-grominational.
Yeah.
Well, one grommination.
And they have a weird friend who's Grorman, and he's very strange.
Yeah, and they've got all kinds of friends. Graptus friends.
Graptus.
Yeah, Graptus.
Grevent Gay Graventus.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have some Grutus that moved next door. Really great people.
Yeah, yes, great people. Yeah. Yeah, also, wait, what's the one?
Quick sidebar.
What's the one where they... They don't celebrate Halloween.
Oh. Grohova's
Gritnesses. Yes, yes.
But
yes.
This show isn't all about religions.
It's not all about
religions. No, it's actually not about it at all.
No. It's but just it is fun that they do talk about it for a while there in the first couple of scenes. Yeah, like, honestly, it's kind of fun.
Yes. Yes. And so, yeah. And so, in this opening, we've got the family. We've got Grandy, Grosef, and Gretel.
And Gretel.
Grandy and Gretel. Yes. Grosef, Gramanda, and Grary.
Yes. And this is taking in a time period that we would think is the 90s. But
yes.
It's the caveman 90s.
It's cave 90s.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. It's the 19 cave days.
Okay, yes. Yeah. So instead of discovering fire, they are discovering...
Behel Bottoms.
Okay.
And...
well, so
let's
it's
stick to one.
Yeah, so it's school is starting again soon, and Gretel is taking Grary... school shopping, and he's like, what are all of these new styles?
Yeah, and let's just say right? pants in general.
Yeah.
Up till now, they haven't been wearing pants. Yeah. They've been Winnie the Poohing it.
Yeah, they've not kind of been doing cloth. Like the jagged just tunic large, thing.
Not even large shirts. It's just at the belly and full nudity at the bottom.
That's right. And it's been so uncomfortable, and so it's such a relief, you know, to just give some structure to the old
downstairs.
Yeah,
they go to
Grargit
and they're like, what are these... below shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
shirts
what they call
for
them.
The downstairs.
In this in this song, The Discovery of Pants.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. Gretel, me tired. Have baby rattle swaying in wind.
Baby rattle. Yes, only one. Lost other baby rattle in cougar accident. Won't say which cougar.
Not fight, accident. Fell in cougar mouth, chomp off.
Still won't say which cougar.
I slip in fabric, in hole. It slip over lower body, leg go down below. Is this nice? Is this naughty?
It's smooth, it doesn't hurt. What is this? Feet going through shirt. There's no longer skin. Why does this fabric fit in to my private parts?
Parts, parts,
parts,
parts,
pants.
The discovery of pants. The discovery of pants. It's so strange that this happened by happenstance. The discovery of pants.
Could walk on water. Just now wearing pants, I feel taller.
self-conscious, me not know what at. But Gretel, do these pants make my butt look fat?
Yes.
Nice, that's what me wants, because we have to survive the winter.
The discovery of pants.
The discovery.
The discovery. Discovery of pants.
Let's dance.
I already said that word.
He had just never pronounced it before, so he's like, I'll give it a try.
I'll try. Ooh, I like word in mouth. Very feel good in mouth.
Takes a few minutes, but everybody's on board. Like, pants are great. Pants I'm feeling smarter. I'm using more. What are the little words? The little ones.
Syllables?
No, you know, the
consonants,
articles and stuff.
Oh, I'm a caveman now. Yeah. Like pronouns, articles.
Yeah, all the different parts of a sentence.
Yes.
Use more of those.
Yeah.
You're seeing them get smarter.
Right. And so then when the other caveman kind of reverts back, that's by choice.
Yes. Yeah,
because,
for sure.
You know, he says happenstance pretty quick, and then he goes back to me no likey, me caveman.
You know, change takes a long time. It takes a long
that's
time.
That's right.
Habits are hard to drop.
And that's the thing, is like he knows better, but he's choosing to use those words because it comforts him. It's like a baby blanket.
Yeah.
He likes the comfort. He likes the reassurance that some things don't have to change.
Mm-hmm. But they are sporting these new pants. Mm-hmm. And who is having a hissy fit about these pants? But their Graster at their Grurch. Grants in Grurch, he tut-tuts. A blasphemy to Grodd.
Yes. Can we see that sermon song?
That's right. And he is... it's not anything like Hellfire, but...
From Hunchback of Notre Dame.
It's not anything like that, except for...
It's very moody.
This pastor is unhinged, and he's really not representing the Grurch at all. He's, like, there's several times where the
He's a rogue Greased.
Yeah, the grids are kind of like... I don't think that's, you know, in the Gribble at all. So he kind of, he starts spitting out things that he would just like in the world for himself.
But it is, it's very moody and very dramatic, just like Hellfire.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. It's unfair to draw comparisons, but it's almost exactly the same.
The lyrics, not similar at all. The melody, not at all.
No.
The structure, not at all.
The passion of it.
The passion is there.
The chorus might be similar.
The passion, the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
The sexiness.
Yeah, I mean, he is up there in a ceremonial robe that is this long.
It's a loincloth for his top. Everything's switched.
Yeah.
Except no pants. So he's wearing loincloth up top.
He's wearing priestly robes that end at the waist.
Right.
Yeah.
A loincloth up top.
So he's in front of his congregation.
Congregation.
And he's furious.
And let's hear that song. And
this song, Grail Grier.
No, that's... Well, okay, yeah.
I see Grodd's Greep, the Grocken fields, but there's a passion inside me that burns me, I feel. I want for each of you to go to Greben, but the bread of your souls, I'm afraid, is unleavened. Grail Grier, Grail Grier, Grail Grier. demented woman. Oh, long ago, I kicked her from the grapple and pushed her in the snow. I want to wear pants of my own, but I must be alone. Oh, my God above, why do you curse me so? Denim. Go, angels, go and get them. Curse them down, throw them in the ground. I am a man of God. I follow God's grass. It's you who are greeners, who are sinners, who will go below. Grantus, Agriritus Grantus, grave me from grin. Grel Graia.
It's crazy how I remember the song so wrong. I guess the chorus was almost exactly like Hellfire. That, how funny how memories
are. Oh, memories are strange, yes, you know.
But I'm so glad it's the way it was.
Yes, yes. This rogue grease.
Yeah, I mean, you need subtitles to watch. It's one of the first Broadway plays to use subtitles.
Yeah. So, lawfully, they had to.
And one difference in that is the, you know, I don't remember his name in The Hunchback of Notre Dame, the priest, we'll call him. He has this very intimate song in his private chambers. But in this musical, that whole thing happened in front of a packed
congregation.
Oh, yeah. Congregation.
Yeah. Yes. Right on Grande. Yeah.
Which is very funny.
Rolling around.
That's right.
Talking about his passion.
He was draping himself all over.
And let me remind you, he's Winnie the Poohing it. He's got priest robes that end here and nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, priests have gotten away with that for years.
So you can imagine what priests have gotten up to. Yeah, but
and I'm not saying it's okay.
Yeah. No. No, of course not.
So, okay,
So we've got Grandy and Gretel and their children.
and
they're like...
They are children and they saw that whole thing.
Like, this is crazy, right?
This is
The grease has got the doors locked. He's got everybody in there.
Oh, a real villain.
Like, none of y'all are going to leave until you...
What exactly did he want?
What, go back to the way the things used to be.
Oh, yeah, no pants.
Which, you know, this musical, he is asking everyone to remove their pants.
This sounds less like a religion and more like a grult.
Yes.
You know, I've heard it both ways. But there's this lovely song that the family sings back to him, telling him that it's okay. Change is okay sometimes for the better. Maybe in this situation, for sure, for the better.
Yeah.
And he has a change of heart.
Yeah, the family has an intervention.
That's right. And so they just kind of walk through, like, all some of their favorite innovations that they've made since pants. And
they're like, once we've shown pants, we've seen
the tip of the other thing.
Which we'll find out what we're talking about.
Yeah, just we will.
That was an innovation.
In this song, a brand new world of grinnovation.
Yep.
Hey, Mr. Grist. We wanted to show you some of our favorite things. I'm Little Grammy. I'm the youngest one of the family.
And I'm Broshef.
Well, we don't have to be bored.
when we're stuck inside. We can play some games like seek and hide, or we can turn out the lights at night. And it's more fun to do hide and seek with our new crash light. Change can be fun, change can be grand. So Mr. Grease, just take my hand and walk into the future. The future's so bright, with the green ovation, everything be alright.
We used to just break legs, then we learned how to kill instead. Isn't that such a cool innovation? We used to just have brothers, then we found out how to have others in a gang. That's an innovation.
We used to have to stand by ourselves until we realized we could ask for help. It's almost ready to murder, murder like a flock of crows. And that's what they call the murder. That's what we discovered. Murder and murder. The word of Grinvasion. The word of Grinvasion.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Now, kids, it's not just about stabs and killing and all that stuff. Why, there's been so many new inventions that just makes life a little bit less tough.
Yeah, like this used to be a plant, and now it's nightshade, so you can poison all the bullies in your third grade.
Now children, please, I promise, it's not about murder and mayhem. Why, there are some things that were invented that really helps us get the things that we want to achieve. Like, let me pull out this, I believe it's called the
black market. It used to be.
Yes, he's right. A black market at night. About the flashlight for playing lots of games. It's for use for blinding your enemies before you break their legs. It's a world of
Grinnovation.
A world of Grinnovation.
Cause there used to just be sharks, and now we're lone sharks. And we'll bite your head off if you don't give us all the money and all its parts.
It used to hard to be bad, but now it couldn't be easier. We all of our lusts are satisfied, and now we can please her.
In the world of Grinnovation.
Wanted to do, Mr. Grease, we can make all your dark fantasies come true.
Yeah, we can invent anything you want, as long as it makes the world a better place.
Well, I've always wanted a family of my own. Any innovations for that?
Yeah, it's called a sperm bank.
We're the number one donors.
You can become a dad for millions of kids. There's lots of single moms that need a little help. Or there's lots of reasons why you might need a sperm bank.
Yeah, not just for single moms.
Yeah.
We're not monsters.
No, sometimes there's just lots of reasons.
sometimes people are infertile. Sometimes people get kicked in the junk.
Sometimes you just want a cup of sperm.
In this bright new world of green fish, clink,
fade out. I'm so glad that's not the last time.
I think it is.
No, we said there before.
We said four.
Okay. We did opening scene. Mm-hmm. We did no pants. And then we did. No, I guess that was
separate. Oh, did we?
We did it.
Oh, because then we did. We did.
The praise of Grodd.
Grodd. Okay. The discovery of pants.
Well,
Grail Dryer.
Okay.
And the world of Grimmage.
There's a curtain call that I think that everyone would appreciate.
Which is.
So,
we're Grari?
So the priest and the kids, the rest of the congregation, they come to them like, you're all terrible. We are all terrible. Look at the murders.
You know,
and the things that we've done to make people uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's really a mirror to human society today.
Yes, it is.
We've had all the chances in the world to create beautiful things. And sometimes we do, but sometimes we create.
Absolutely. You might be watching this and be like, you might want to shake the caveman characters and like change and be better.
You should be shaking yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Because
and not in the way those little kids want. And that's all we'll say about that.
So let's see the song. We're Grari.
We're Grari.
Okay, because they change.
They change.
Yeah.
They do.
They find
all the characters we've seen come back and they apologize. Yes.
Yeah. Real quick apology from each character.
They started with the pants where their voices sounded completely normal.
No, it was different people.
Those were the siblings.
And then they were saying, they're sweet kids.
Yeah, last song was a Grari and Grimanda.
Okay, yes. Grossif, no, you're right. You're right.
Okay, in the song, we're Grari. My name's Gradum, and I'm sorry.
My name's Grieve, and I'm also sorry.
And I'm Grain, and I killed Grable, and I'd like to say I'm sorry for that.
We've got apologies, they fill up all our hats.
And I'm the one who defied Grodd. I'm sorry, Grodd.
And I'm Groas Grok, and I caused the flood.
And I'm Grathsheba. It really wasn't my fault, because Grave had seduced me and killed my husband at war.
And I'm Gravid, and I'm stupid for making that choice and sending Wrath Grathsheba's husband to war.
And I'm the kid.
And we're
Grari.
The
everybody
end.
Join in.
We're Grari. Well, worth it.
Worth it. Worth it. Oh, yeah, they figured out pretty early on that not every character can give an apology.
Yeah, they pulled every audience as they came out of the show, and everyone was like, I forgave them. I forgave every character immediately.
Christopher Peterson said, oh, the groom man.
And I hope you grow give us for what turned out to be, I think, a very pleasant and beautiful musical of what could have happened if cavemen never changed. And let that be a lesson to us, because we're the cavemen of tomorrow. This has been a lesson at...
Musical Monday.
Yeah.